You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here. Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Bill Fahey with the law firm Fahey, Schultz, Berzick, Rhodes, and Rhodes Law Firm. Good evening. Can I do some commercials for you, apparently?
That would be lovely. Thank you, Cheryl.
I've got the names down. I always feel bad for the folks who answers the phone at some of these law firms with these names, but this
they
is a
practice.
They do. Bill, you had a big day yesterday. Let's back up a little bit. You started a petition drive, or were involved in a petition drive, to block a medical marijuana clinic in Meridian Township that is across from a school. Is that kind of a good summarization?
That's excellent. I think you picked up all the important points there.
Okay. And yesterday, this petition drive started, was it back in March?
We started on March 6th.
Well, that's a pretty fast thing then. Today is April 6th.
We had a total of 30 days in order to get, we needed to have 2,387 signatures on our petition.
And you turned in how many?
We turned in about 2,800. People told us that we really should plan on getting, at least 10% more than we are required to have, because a certain number of people apparently will sometimes sign these petitions and not be registered in Meridian Township. So we wanted to be sure we had enough.
So you need an air and a spare. Kind of, sort of.
We did need that, yes, a little bit more. And so that's what we did. I haven't counted up the total number of petition circulators, but there were well in excess of 100 that were working on this. We ended up with 300 petition sheets, and as I said, about 2,800 signatures when it was all counted.
And your goal with this is the Meridian Township Board voted to rezone what is the former KinderCare building on Okemos Road, which is across Kitty Quarter from Chippewa School. They rezoned that so that a medical marijuana dispensary could go in there. Is that accurate?
Well, they rezoned it to professional office.
Okay.
for a doctor who wanted to put a medical clinic in there. Now, we've done quite a bit of research on this doctor, and it's very apparent that the principal business that this doctor engages in is recommendations for medical marijuana patients. Someone wants to be able to get a medical marijuana card, they have to go to a doctor that will do that for them. There aren't very many that will. And this is one. This doctor already has locations in Lansing at North Grand River and East Michigan. So we were very sure that she was going to do the same here, and we didn't want it to be here across from the school.
And is that your major concern, or what are, let me rephrase that. What are some of the areas of concern you have with this in this area?
Well, I was actually someone who voted for this Medical Marijuana Act back in 2008 because I thought that it was really the compassionate thing to do for people who had serious pain. Unfortunately, as the act has evolved over the last few years, it really has turned into something other than that. And maybe some of us who voted for it were naive to think that there would be controls in place so that only those people who were elderly and had cancer or had glaucoma or some other serious condition that, you know, that merited using marijuana would have access to it. In fact, what's happened, Cheryl, is that 111,000 applications for medical marijuana certificates have been made to the state of Michigan already in just 2 years. So this is far beyond the relief of pain in chronically ill people, but I think has gone into recreational drug abuse as well.
Well, and I have had many people on this on my show talking about this from legislators to proponents of this and so forth. And one thing, other than one guest that I can think of, everybody has agreed that the law is not very clear. What the original intent that a lot of folks, like you just expressed, Bill, that they thought for folks in pain and dire need, this is a good thing. But with, for instance, the numbers you just quoted, it sounded like it's going in a different direction, and that's what causes concern for so many people.
Well, there were some people back in 2008 who told us, don't do this. It's going to be just like California. And I guess we didn't understand what they meant at the time, but that's what's happening. It's gotten to the point now where there are, in some parts of the state, there are more marijuana facilities than there are Starbucks.
Well, and you drive down, I talked with an attorney from a Lansing attorney last week who told me there were 62 within the city limits, medical marijuana dispensaries within the city limits of Lansing.
You know, and I don't know that they're all visible, but if you drive down Michigan Avenue, you'll see at least a dozen.
Well, and that's true. And in fairness, I did get a hold of Dr. Wiggins and tried to speak with her and didn't get a call back. But I have tried and I will continue to try, Dr. Shannon Wiggins. You want this to go on a ballot. The petition drive was to get this on a ballot so it could be voted on by the people in Meridian Township. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right. When we have a rezoning in any township, the people in the township have a right to circulate petitions so that before the rezoning can take effect, everyone in the township can vote on it. Now, I have a newfound respect for people who circulate petitions after the experience I've had in the last 30 days. I will confess, this is my first major foray into petition gathering. It is not easy. You have to get a very large number. In this case, we had to get, almost 2,400. We had some very, very terrible weather over the last month that wasn't cooperating with us. I found myself going down to the last minute yesterday, standing in front of the post office, and I believe it was about 34 degrees, and I was ready for this petitioning to end, but happily it ended on a successful note.
Were you buoyed by the fact that in 30 days you were able to get this many signatures? I mean, is that telling you that other folks have concerns of the same that are similar to yours?
Oh, and I absolutely right, Cheryl. I believe that people have responded to this very, very positively. I know of others in the past who have tried to have these circulation efforts for rezonings, and they just haven't been able to do it because they haven't been able to get the number of signatures they needed in time, and we were able to. People really responded to this in a positive way.
What's kind of ironic, too, Bill, is that you and your firm have done work with municipalities on these issues, legal work. So, I mean, to have this building virtually next door to you, there's an irony there.
Oh, there's a certain amount of that. It wasn't lost on me, yes. but we've worked with municipalities around the state, and the problem we have is because the state law was drafted so with such gray areas in it, what local governments have had to do is to step in and to try to remove those uncertainties. And all over the state, the communities that we work with are doing everything they can to try to fill the gaps and protect their residents. I have to say, Meridian Township, unfortunately, the township where I both live and keep my office, has chosen not to do that, which seems to be really going against the pattern of other local governments right here in the Lansing area.
Well, and I have frequently on guests from East Lansing, the mayor and city council members, who just spent a great deal of time and did a couple of moratoriums to try to clarify things as much as possible for the city. And the city of Lansing is doing the same thing, trying to take more time to clear it up. There's a lot of work to do on this yet, and I have talked with other attorneys as well who said this will clog the courts for a long time.
There's so many questions that are out there that have to be answered that it's going to take years before we finally figure out what this law is about.
Well, you got the signatures in, they'll be counted, and then perhaps on the ballot sometime. When would that be?
We think it's going to probably be on the ballot in 2012 sometime.
Okay. Well, Bill, I appreciate your time this evening and following along, and interesting work that has been done, and we'll follow this through the system. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Cheryl. Good night.
Good night. Bill Fahey with Fahey, Schultz, Berzick & Rhodes Law Firm in Okemos. We'll be back with more Fritz & Friends after this.